Listen and read.
Hello, may I help you?
Good morning. I'm enrolling for the activities for this summer.
Right, let me get an application form and we can fill it out. What's your full name, please?
Pham Mai Na.
And when were you born?
April 22nd, 1984.
Where do you live and do you have a phone number?
I live at 5 Trung Phu Street, and I don't have a phone at home.
Now, what are your hobbies?
I like drawing and outdoor activity, and I enjoy acting, too.
Drawing, outdoor activities, and acting. Well, please take this form to your teacher and ask her to sign it. Then bring the form back to me.
All right.
You will hear part of a radio program about classical music. You will hear the recording twice.
And now, if you're a regular listener to this programme, you'll know that it's time for our weekly competition. Last week's prize of 2 theatre tickets was won by Bill Martins. Congratulations, Bill. I hope you've received your tickets by now. This week, we're offering a classical CD to the first listener who can name the piece of music and the person who wrote it. I'm going to play the piece in a few minutes, but before I do, you need to get a pencil and a piece of paper, as I'm going to give you some help, which should make your job a little easier. Are you ready? Right. Now listen carefully, as you might be this week's lucky winner. Although the person who wrote this piece of classical music was born in Italy, his parents were French, and he spent most of his life in Spain. Have you got that? On to the second point. There is also a famous play which has the same title as this music and which is usually performed in the open air in the summer. Any idea yet? I should warn you that it's not that easy. Anyway, for the next point. When this piece of music was first performed, many people in the audience got up and walked out. At the end, they say there was complete silence, which I'm sure wasn't very pleasant for the writer. People thought the music was terrible and complained about wasting their money. It's amazing, really, when you think how popular it is today. And now for the last point. Part of this music has been used for an advertisement, which you can see on television. I'm sure when you hear the music, you'll know what the advertisement is for. I'm not going to tell you what product it advertises, as that would almost certainly give you the answer. You can also see the advert in a lot of magazines, and I think from next month this advert will also be on your cinema screens. So that's 4 things to remember. And the phone number to ring, if you can give us the title of the music and the name of the man who wrote it, is 0018 937 224. And the piece of music is coming up now.
Now listen again.
And now, if you're a regular listener to this programme, you'll know that it's time for our weekly competition. Last week's prize of 2 theatre tickets was won by Bill Martins. Congratulations, Bill. I hope you've received your tickets by now. This week, we're offering a classical CD to the first listener who can name the piece of music and the person who wrote it. I'm going to play the piece in a few minutes, but before I do, you need to get a pencil and a piece of paper, as I'm going to give you some help, which should make your job a little easier. Are you ready? Right. Now listen carefully, as you might be this week's lucky winner. Although the person who wrote this piece of classical music was born in Italy, his parents were French, and he spent most of his life in Spain. Have you got that? On to the second point. There is also a famous play which has the same title as this music and which is usually performed in the open air in the summer. Any idea yet? I should warn you that it's not that easy. Anyway, for the next point. When this piece of music was first performed, many people in the audience got up and walked out. At the end, they say there was complete silence, which I'm sure wasn't very pleasant for the writer. People thought the music was terrible and complained about wasting their money. It's amazing, really, when you think how popular it is today. And now for the last point. Part of this music has been used for an advertisement, which you can see on television. I'm sure when you hear the music, you'll know what the advertisement is for. I'm not going to tell you what product it advertises, as that would almost certainly give you the answer. You can also see the advert in a lot of magazines, and I think from next month this advert will also be on your cinema screens. So that's four things to remember. And the phone number to ring, if you can give us the title of the music and the name of the man who wrote it, is 0018 937 224. And the piece of music is coming up now.